I'm WUWN's Maayan Silver. Yesterday, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson again gave voice to medical conspiracy theories about COVID-19 during a panel discussion with doctors who buy into those theories. The Wisconsin Republican claims the medical establishment, the U.S. government, and the media have suppressed information about medications for early treatment and are instead wrongly urging vaccination and mask mandates. Some of the doctors who spoke have been banned from Twitter and YouTube for spreading vaccine misinformation. Others have been fired or suspended from their jobs. Several doctors hailed drugs like hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. Hydroxychloroquine is an anti-malaria drug, touted by former President Trump in 2020. The FDA revoked its emergency authorization, finding its risks outweighed its benefits for the treatment of COVID. Scientists also say there's insufficient evidence to recommend ivermectin, an antiparasitic drug for the treatment of COVID. And some people taking it have overdosed. Participants in Johnson's panel also assailed the use of face masks. The few dozen people in the room for the five-hour session were unmasked. Dr. Ben Weston, Director of Medical Services for the Milwaukee County Office of Emergency Management, says misinformation about COVID is a problem. Weston says he's not familiar with the doctors Johnson invited to appear on the panel, but Weston points out that there are about 1 million active physicians in the U.S. right now.
And so anytime you get 1 million of a group of people, there's going to be a few that are on the outside of perspectives and of medical opinion. And so of 1 million people, you can find some that disagree that the vaccines work. They can read study after study after study. I feel like we get a new study every day. But some people, you get 1 million people together, some of them are going to read those studies and say, I don't believe it.
Weston says the vast majority of doctors believe in vaccines, have been vaccinated, and have had family members get vaccinated. Weston adds that it's important to stick to the facts.
And the facts of the matter are that vaccines work, high-quality masking works, boosters work, distancing works. And when you put each of these layers together, you get heightened protection. You get less people infected. You get less people with severe disease that then can't participate in the workforce, can't keep our infrastructure running.
Ron Johnson's panel was broadcast on a platform called Rumble because YouTube has suspended the senator due to misinformation about COVID that he spread. More than 80,000 people watched the event online. Maayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.